Oh, what's up, everybody? Chris Cote here.
I am Todd Richards, and guess what? We're at a new location.
Oh, my gosh. We're in a new location, a secret location, just mere minutes away from our previous location, right. But this could be our brand new location.
New location, same old shit.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Nothing's changing.
Nothing.
We're going to use the same vernacular.
Yep.
Same attitude.
Yep.
It's going to be great. This is still the world's greatest action sports podcast, regardless of where it comes from. We are recording in Leucadia, California at the moment, and it feels good. It does feel really good. It's a proper Monday, July 20th, 2020.
I didn't think we'd make it this far.
Right? We're smack dab in the middle of the weirdest year ever.
Ever.
Right?
Ever.
Can you remember a weirder year?
No.
Yeah. I'm thinking back. I mean, there was a few weird years in the 80s when I was a little kid.
I don't know how weird they were, though. They didn't really affect us weirdly when we were younger.
In nerd news, I'll talk to you about kind of the weird effect of something a serial killer had on my childhood in the 80s, which is now linking back into my life via an HBO show that I'll talk about in nerd news. Hmm. We're going to talk about the passing of the great Derek Ho.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about all the changes of the championship tour. Big announcement at the end of last week.
Surf News is stacked this
surf
week.
Surf News, your boy Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah.
Shredding
you
the
mean,
internet.
You mean Data from Star Trek?
Joker, Data. So many. You're going to have a field day photoshopping this one. We've got some sponsorship changes, some actual big sponsorship changes in skateboarding, some shoe news. Some downhill news, and we've got some snow news, some nerd news, and some questions. So this is going to be a classic episode.
You know, this is smorgasbord.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Adventure.io, we've been telling you a lot about these incredible adventures that are opening now. They're ready for you to get on the app and get excited. We're going to open some dates up for some end of summer fun with Todd and I in Encinitas.
Mm-hmm. Could be coronavirus fun. You know,
we can do socially distanced fun. We're having socially distanced fun.
Are you looking
right now
to get some thrills?
Do you want to get chucked down a mega ramp or leisurely e-bike ride with us?
Speaking of chucked down a mega ramp and speaking of Adventure.io, did you see Alex Sorgente dropped into the big slide at Waco
on a
skateboard?
Waco's been lit lately.
I kind of want to go get lit there.
We're going. It's in the works.
Sooner than later.
We're going. And if nobody wants to go on the Adventure.io with us, we're just going to go ourselves.
Okay.
And we're just going to do it for us. It'll be for us.
Adventure B.O.
That's right. K2 Snowboarding, always a pleasure. K2 has been just fighting through this winterless winter and prepping themselves for what's to come, which is going to be big things in 2021. Panic and Coffee and Tea. The good news about this new HQ, not only is it bigger, it's nicer.
It's closer.
It's more, the temperature's better.
Right.
It's closer to Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Very nice.
So we can go there now for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. And they do have food.
Yeah.
Some people don't know that.
How do they not know they don't have food?
Maybe, I don't know. You get excited about
it. I eat there more than I eat at home.
You do, huh?
Kind of.
Yeah. What's your go-to?
I get the huevos rancheros.
Huevos rancheros.
It's like the perfect... For me, it's the perfect meal.
Right.
It has your beans, has your eggs, has your
chips.
Tortillas. There's no chips.
Well, the tortilla.
That's not really a chip.
It's cut up tortillas. Chemistry Surfboards. Chemistry's been doing amazing things. Unfortunately for us here in Southern California, the water is now nearly frozen.
I would say that realistically, the water is 58.
Yeah.
I wore a 4.3 today, and I was barely, my hands and my head and my feet were frozen.
Oh, yeah. It is, look, we know how cold it is wherever you are, I know, but for us, for here, it was 72 degrees last week.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to drop a full 10 degrees is pretty
more
gnarly.
Than, I mean, I was talking this morning when I was changing my car, I said to this guy who just came up, I said, hey, what's water temp? And I brought my 4.3 because I knew yesterday the water was cold. And the guy looks at me and he goes, I just got back from Big Sur and the water's warmer up there.
Yeah.
So if the water's warmer in like Northern California.
Water's warmer.
So it's cold.
Yeah. It's cold. And it's not very motivating, but we're going to get it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
YouOnline.com. Hopefully you're following them on Instagram, @YouOnline. They got some funny, funny good stuff up there. New greens. I got a new shipment.
Yep.
New greens. I'm getting minted.
Mass 20.
Loving it.
And you also get free shipping.
Mass 20.
Mass 20 at checkout, and you get free So I'm talking about free?
Free.
Shipping.
You're talking about free shipping.
I'm talking about free shipping.
Damn. Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel on the gram. Monday is your code. Go to the Beneath Apparel website. Get yourself some underpants. If these aren't the best underpants you've ever had,
your money
well,
back?
I'll hug you.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hug and tell you you're wrong. Because they are the best. Use the code Monday at checkout. I know you can use some, you know, here's the thing. It's summertime. It's hot outside. If you're not wearing trunks, you're probably wearing shorts. If you're wearing shorts, if you're freeballing in the shorts, you're going to get bat weight.
Look, just buy the underwear and use our code.
Don't make us talk about your
undercarriage. We don't want to have to go on Patreon and ask for your money.
I don't want to feel around down there to see if you have bat weight.
This is the only way that we can get paid.
This is the way. Beneath Apparel. Use the code Monday. Super 73 electric bikes. I'm getting a lot of messages from people that were on the waiting list that are starting to receive their bikes.
See, that's the thing. Like, I think now Super 73 came into this pandemic knowing that everyone was going to need an e-bike.
That's right.
And guess what?
They
still didn't have enough e-bikes.
We need them. I've been seeing more and more of them on the streets.
You know
it's
what the big
feeling.
Shortage is right now?
What?
Seems to be. It's e-bikes and game consoles.
Oh, yeah. I know about that.
I was at Target the other day, and they got like a shipment of like the Nintendo Switches in.
Yep.
They were gone in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Gone.
People are waiting in line for them. Yeah.
And it's not even like a holiday.
No. Trust me, I've been on the hunt for a PS4. I found them now.
If you have one?
Well,
I'm sure our listeners could hook us up.
He's getting one. It's more things that he caused to delay the shipment.
Oh, so he C-blocked himself.
It happens. It happens. Well, Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Go to the Chemistry Instagram page. It's like being a kid in a candy store.
Get a die show or go home.
With the candy being surfboards.
Hopefully I will be able to go back to my mom's house in August and go and surf back there with
you have did you leave a board there?
I got a beer fridge there and I kind of want to bring my fish back though,
just in case.
Really liking the Wiggles.
All right. Bring it. Well, we start Surf News off with some sad news. Derrico, iconic legendary Hawaiian surfer, Hawaii's first ever professional world surfing champion, he suffered a major heart attack. He slipped into a coma, died Friday afternoon. Derrico is a 4-time Triple Crown winner, 2-time Pipe Master, and he won the world title in 1993.
I can't believe he was only 55.
I know.
It just seems like Derrico has been like a name, like just a, such a legendary name that it's just been...
Right?
He was always like...
Omnipresent.
Always the legend.
Yeah. He's, I mean, basically, you think of pipeline surfers, you know, Jerry Lopez, Derrico. I mean, he's right there in the top five all-time list forever. And no one's going to unseat him off of that list. His approach out there, I mean, and it wasn't just when he was in his prime. It was up until 3 weeks ago. The guy is a grandparent, and he is charging the biggest, heaviest, not only the biggest, heaviest days, but the biggest, heaviest waves on those days. You talk to anybody that surfs out there, you know, of any age, any nationality, and everyone will tell you they do not even paddle for waves that Derek was looking at.
Well, it's their royalty.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many people within action sports that you can consider royalty, but the Ho family and... They are royalty. And
absolutely.
It's so sad.
It's really sad. And, you know, it's obviously it's fresh. You know, this just happened on Friday. So I'm sure you know, online over the weekend, tons of messages and heartfelt things coming out of people. So I'm sure that there more will happen. You know, I think once people, obviously he is regarded by everyone, but I think it'll be cool to kind of, you know, this is unfortunately these are the times when you take a step back and you look at somebody's entirety of their career, and when you look at what Derrico's done, it's going to be pretty eye opening. So I'm excited to see some of the memorials that are made for him. Absolute legend. So that's a some news, big news that hit this weekend. And also on what, Friday? Now, I was privy to this information for about a week in advance. I had to sit on it. Here's the official word from the WSL. This was as scripted from the announcement that I made on Surf Breaks last week. It has been confirmed that the 2020 Championship Tour and the qualifying series seasons are officially canceled due to COVID-19. But there is good news. 2021, this is good news according to WSL, and I agree with this, Todd. You tell me if you agree with this.
Optimistic news or good news?
The good news is the 2021 CT season is scheduled to start this winter in Hawaii. That is Honolulu Bay and at Pipeline.
That is amazing. People have been wanting that for so long. Like, why don't we have it at during the time of the Volcom Pipe Pro? Like, that, why wouldn't it just start then?
Well, I think it's going to start during when the Triple Crown is starting.
So it'll start in early December?
Early December.
Okay.
So that being said, switches everything up a little bit. Now it makes the CT season more of an actual season. Mm-hmm. Goes from December to September-ish.
Okay.
Both the men and women, they're going to have equal events. The women, so that's the big news. It's going to start at the end of this year, basically in Hawaii, when the normal Pipe Masters would start. That's the start of the 2021 CT. There will be a WSL finals event. So this is the new single-day world title event, top five men, top five women.
Is this
women
for 2020?
This is 2021. So at the end of the year, right, September, then it's announced. Okay, we got our top five men, our top five women. We're going to surf. One-day event.
So it doesn't matter what your point standing
it
is.
It does not matter. Huh. If you're in the top five, you have a shot to be the world champion.
What if you've just dominated every event?
You have your shot to be the world champion. But you got to I equate it like this. Look, in Super Bowls, in football.
Yeah, you got to make it to the big
baseball,
event.
In baseball, it's kind of different because it's a, you know, personal or a singular athlete event. But it still makes sense to me because the argument that a lot of people are using is, well, what if you're just not having a good day? Well, what if you're not having a good day in the Super Bowl?
I guess,
what
if you're not having a good, the same as the Olympics, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you're, yeah.
So
there you go.
I think it's going to be exciting because I think that gives, I mean, that's the ultimate drama, right?
Yeah, and who's peaking?
Exactly. Who's got the momentum?
But I guess in order for you to be in the top five, you have to consistently perform.
You've had to have done pretty well.
It works. Okay.
And you think of the top five this year, what, it was Felipe,
Italo,
Gabriel, Italo, Kolohe, and Julian? Jordy? It's the usual suspects. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens next year.
Wow. Any predictions?
John John's going to win the world title.
Okay.
And the world title, the WSL finals is going to go down somewhere incredible like
Tahiti.
Tahiti is going to be
Tahiti's
going to be towards the end of the season.
So riddle me this.
Yeah.
So the last event is top secret?
For now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, will it be? It's supposed to be the super event.
Right.
So it's got a lot more flexibility.
Yes.
A bigger window.
Go anywhere in the world.
Okay. So.
So here's what you got. Wait, where'd it go?
No. That just seems like you're kind of, it's you're setting the stage for a giant climactic or giant anticlimactic.
I mean, it could go to freaking hours, could go to Tavarua, could go to wherever. So you got Hawaii. It starts in December. Okay. Hawaii, Portugal, Gold Coast, Bells, Margaret River, Rio, Surf Ranch, G-Land, J-Bay, Tahiti, and then the WSL Finals in August.
TBA.
Yes. So where's good in August? Australia gets pretty good in August. Lower Trestles gets pretty good in August.
Can Lowers do another? Well, I guess if it's not a giant event, but it would still be a giant event. But it wouldn't be like a 6-day. It'd be a 1-day event.
Yeah,
it's a 1-day event.
One day.
That's pretty rad.
It's pretty. I think it's pretty exciting, and it's, you know, it's different. Let's try it out.
Let's check it.
The women are going to be returning to Tahiti for the first time since 2006. That makes for an equal number of men's and women's CT events for the first time ever. And starting in 2022, there's going to be two roster cuts to reduce the playing field leading up to the WSL finals.
Two.
So that, again, is going to be kind of a lot like Olympic qualification where, well, so-and-so is now at number, let's say they cut at 20 for the first part and then top five.
Okay.
So you could, it can, the drama will build up like, okay, we're going to the last event in Tahiti. Gabriel Medina needs to get fourth place or better to crack into the top five or he's out.
Well, it will definitely lend itself more to towards being on television.
Yeah.
Televised.
One day.
Or internet or whatever it is. Whatever in 2020, by the time 2020 rolls around,
whatever
who knows
are
what
it'll
be
then.
What you're looking at. But that's, I mean, I guess that'll set up also a potential Olympic format?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Pat O'Connell had he had the inside.
Yeah.
He was the one that dropped that on you? Or on the internet? Who dropped it?
I dropped it.
All right.
I dropped it on Surf Breaks.
That's your responsibility. Yeah. You were the dude that dropped
the talking head with the stats.
There you go.
But
interesting.
Yeah. So well, they want someone out there that's that's hateable for people to relate to.
Dude,
relate
I just
to.
Want I was watching some old just heats.
Yep.
And it's amazing how comforting,
right?
The sound of Joe's and Pete's and I mean
it's meditational.
It is meditational, and it's just kind of like it's normalcy, and it's I'm so fucking sick of shit not being normal.
Right. People turning away from you. You know, you walk by someone and they go,
right.
Yeah. I want people to see my mouth again.
Right.
I mean, I've been told it's a good one.
I want to say, show me your mouth.
Show me your mouth. Let me see your mouth. You know whose mouth we saw over the weekend that we can't unsee?
Zeke's?
Zuck.
Oh, Zuck's mouth.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Just Zuck it.
Tell me what Mark Zuckerberg did. Because I know you follow him heavy.
I do. Mark Zuckerberg is one of...
Who is he?
He invented... time wasting on the internet.
He invented
a platform for your grandparents and for racists to really tell you how they feel.
That's good. Next door? Facebook.
Oh, no, Facebook.
Okay.
Anyway, so was he on a hydrofoil?
He was on an electric foil board.
Was it electric foil?
Yeah.
It wasn't erect, though. It wasn't out of
it
the
was
water.
Not. He was on a limp foil.
Limp foil.
Trigger in hand. Ready to go, but not... fully standing erect.
But he was kind of standing like he was like the front half of a centaur.
He's got some kind of erectile dysfunction when it comes to e-foiling.
Right.
Because I e-foiled, stood straight up, right up and down.
And he just
vertical.
He just looked like...
He just was blowing it.
Load face.
And people... So in his defense, he had sunblock over his face, right?
Yeah, he looks like Data from Star Trek.
Exactly. But... Now people are calling him out for wearing too much sunblock. It's like, yeah, he's a freak, right? Reptilian, potentially, maybe an android.
Did he really post on his Instagram, stop sending me this, guys, it's not even that funny?
I don't think so. I saw that on InstaTwit.
Yeah.
So that's the Mark Zuckerberg
So what
news.
Is okay, let's? What is the Mark Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg.
What is his story again with Kauai? Like he went and bought up a whole bunch of land and basically it was public use land that he just fenced off and made, just became an asshole with it?
Probably something like that.
But it is Kauai where it's happening?
I believe so.
Okay.
And
they love it when people come there and just...
In general.
And do...
Yeah. Go there, go to the hotels, support tourism. That's great. But just don't do anything else.
Do you think that Zuckerberg's more in trouble for outing a spot on Instagram than he is for having limp foil?
He's in trouble in general. He wants to implant chips in your kids.
I know.
He wants to measure your penis online. I don't know. He wants to do a lot.
Does he?
I think so. Have you got that email message?
Beneath should get into that. They should have a... chipped underwear.
Our guy, one of our guys, one of the mass faithful, Jacob Zake.
Oh my
Zeke,
God. Dude.
Kind of did another NBD. So the previous NBD that he came in to tell us about, we haven't seen yet. So that's being saved for something.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right?
But I feel like that NBD that he showed us is not as heavy as the NBD that we saw this weekend.
So
even though
did we say what it was the previous time?
I don't remember.
He was trying Christairs. All right?
And
now he's been I'm pretty sure he tried this trick. Superman front 360 Superman.
In reverse.
Right?
Yeah.
Or Superman reverse, whatever you want to say.
I'm a massive fan of Zeke because I think he's just tries freaking whatever.
Yeah, he's nuts.
I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan of Superman in any
form.
I'm
not a fan of Superman airs at all. But in the defense of this one, pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
And I don't like, I don't know exactly what he was trying. Like mm-hmm. if that was the trick he was trying.
I think it was.
Then full credit. There's
been shit going down at Waco, dude.
Yeah, it's been...
Sierra Kerr put on a clinic of straight airs the other day. Oh, my God.
Well, what about the girl on her birthday? Let me see. I can find this real quick.
Oh, just the giant frontside 360?
Little girl on her birthday. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Her name is Erin Brooks Surf.
How old is she? Like 12?
She's a kid. 13.
13.
And she's doing giant front threes at Waco.
And I heard I kind of think Josh Kerr lives in Texas now.
I think he does live there.
But he was claiming that there's a new wave. There's an air section with another
air to barrel.
Air to barrel.
That's what he did. He was doing some combos. He did a giant alley-oop, yeah. Landed, made it around the section. Pulled into a barrel.
And
that's their new
he
combo.
He also did the Mason Ho combo.
Chop hop barrel. Oh, the Mason Ho combo also mm-hmm. made me drop my phone nearly into the toilet.
Moho combo is
drop mm-hmm. in, chop hop 180.
Full barrel.
Straight into the barrel. Comes out, exits the pool through the gift shop.
It's pretty sweet.
Pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So the best surfing right now is being done in wave pools. Is it safe to say?
Yeah.
All right.
And well, did you see Jackson Dorian's edit he just put up about 15 minutes ago?
Another one?
It was during that big swell that came through, the south swell that we had 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so it's lowers.
It's lowers, but like he got a wave at lowers that is just looks monstrous on him.
Really?
Yeah, and just tears it. Just flowing blonde hair and reversing, whipping.
Oh, yeah. Just a wild child.
What life must be like as Jackson Dorian?
Oh, my gosh.
Just, I'm not wearing shoes when I go skateboarding. Oh. Why?
I'm dropping straight into the vert ramp on the surf skate thing.
He's like the kid from Mad Max, Beyond Thunderdome.
He is a mix of him and Mowgli from the Jungle Book.
It's true.
Kids, I mean, it's going to be fun to see what he does when he grows up.
Yep.
Got any other surf news?
Not currently.
Well, if you want more, go to the internet. That's where it is. Skate news brought to you by Adventure.io. I'm going to pull up the old gram. I'm going to look at just the last thing Adventure.io posted to get you excited.
Who is it?
I'm excited. The last adventure is super fun. This is Noah Flagle, and he's doing freaky stuff on his foil board. Backflips on his foil. So wake surfing is another huge thing that Adventure.io offers.
Mm-hmm.
And... Downhill mountain biking, helicopter tours, guided surf trips in a VW bus. I mean, there's something for everyone. So get on there and check it out. I want to say congratulations to an up-and-coming young skateboarder, Andrew Reynolds.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
He is now officially on Team Vans.
So the boss is on Vans.
The boss is on Vans with the other boss, the goat, the bird man. You got the boss man, you got the bird man, you got the dragon, Steve Caballero. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was his nickname. He had a dragon graphic. You basically got the whole, I mean, who doesn't ride for Vans at this point? They've got legends on legends.
Lance.
Lance Mountain.
Is he on Lakai?
Nike. Yeah.
Mm.
So there's one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's other skateboarders on other shoes, but really, does it matter?
No.
The boss is on Vans. Chaz Ortiz is now pro for DGK. Illegal Civ.
Wait.
What?
Oh, he did. Never mind.
Yeah. Illegal Civ just dropped a new edit called Lad that's really good. And there's a kid, you know Zach Tasharmo? Saying that back last name right?
I don't know.
Zach is from the Encinitas.
Okay.
And he is really, I said his name totally wrong.
What's his?
Zach Saracimo. Saracimo.
I wasn't even close.
Zach Saracimo.
God bless you.
Saracimo.
Excuse you?
Well, he's in the new Illegal Civ vid, and this dude is so... You've seen footage of him at Poods Park for sure. He is so good. So smooth. I mean, so heavy. You've got to watch him. He's from Encinitas. We're lucky to have him. Other Vans news, Kyle Walker Pro 2 is out. Have you seen it?
Nope.
It's a slip-on, but it has a Velcro flap.
I don't know if I can get into Velcro flaps.
Yeah?
Reminds me of Keds too much.
It might be a challenging wear, because it's pretty technical looking, but also slip-on. You want me to show you?
But who knows? I mean, look, the old Airwalk with the lace savers.
Yeah.
Do you think Airwalk could ever come back? Have we had this conversation?
I don't see why not.
Do you think they could? Do you think kids are distanced enough from it at this point that Airwalk could potentially come back and no one would know any better?
Here, thoughts on the Kyle Walker. So they're...
They kind of... I don't know. It just kind of looks like that thing is there for... Why is that there?
Just for added support.
I guess. I mean, it looks
cool. Top of foot support?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think that, you know, the slip-ons, they don't need the Vans stripe. I don't think those need it.
Yeah.
Here I am critiquing shoes.
I will wear these if I get them.
I will wear these.
I will wear these if I get these.
I said I would never wear slip-ons because God knows why.
But slip them on.
But then all the other shoes I wore were like low tops that were like so loosely laced that these slip-ons feel like...
Tight.
They feel tight. And there's no laces to ruin.
There's no laces. That's why they slip on.
Right. I don't know. That's what I wear.
So we are actually in the old office of your wife, correct?
True.
This is tying in to a story.
Okay.
Your wife in her youth was a deadhead.
Yes.
She was in the Grateful Dead documentary, correct?
Yes, she was.
Okay. So she's going to like this story.
Okay.
FTC, you know the skate shop in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Iconic skate shop. They just released the Grateful Dead Orange Bear Dunks via a raffle.
Wow.
So these are some furry-ass looking Nike Dunks for skating.
How the fuck is the Grateful Dead still popular?
I have no idea. But they're popular, and shoes are popular, because these things are selling for like $120 or something. They're already, they just came out July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
They're already on eBay for $6,500.
$6,500?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
and they're going up.
We need to get a shop, and we need to put out limited edition ridiculous shit.
Yeah. Well,
stat.
The resale, so the shops can't sell them for anything more than their worth, or than their manufactured retail price.
So how much is a pair of shoes is like?
$200.
$200 max.
Mm-hmm.
$6,000 for a pair of fucking Grateful Dead
furry
bullshit.
Nikes. You know what's crazy too is for some reason, so a lot of people have different kind of variations of trash TV, right? Real Housewives, Trashy, Selling Sunset, whatever. All this shit that's on TV.
Yeah.
But sometimes it calms people, it relaxes you. For me, trash TV lately has been watching these complex sneaker shopping videos.
What?
I don't know why. I don't really care about shoes.
Is that your ASMR?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah. These guys, Jonah Hill goes shoe shopping with Complex, and they walk into this store and they're talking about all these shoes, and then they buy the shoes and they're like spending $20,000 on four pairs of shoes or something.
You know, you want
to relaxing to me.
You want to impress me with that kind of stuff? You got to watch that Michael Jackson where he's doing that 60 Minutes interview and he's walking through that like very eccentric place. And he's like, I'll take two of these and four of those. Did we get those? Did we get the gold statues?
Yeah.
Did we get this? I want those. I want this. That is when you're bawling.
Yeah.
That's
you don't touch the merchandise.
That's soothing
to
me.
You just point to it.
Yeah, just point to it. Do we get those? And I don't know who he's talking to off screen.
He's talking
to... Is this a guy with a clipboard?
Maybe he's talking to Macaulay.
Wow.
Macaulay Culkin.
What's the other kid's name? Corey Feldman?
Corey Haim.
Hames?
Hames.
God.
So you're probably too late if you want those Grateful Dead Orange Bear Dunks.
And if you do want those, please, if you can explain to me in the comments below why the fuck the Grateful Dead is still even a thing. God, they sucked in the 80s. Super sucked in the 90s.
I've heard the song Touch of Grey. Don't mind it.
He's not even alive. And Fish fucking sucks. Grateful Dead.
Everything sucks.
Blow. Goats. Maybe it's because I grew up in Massachusetts, in Vermont, and New England.
You had no choice. Some people were listening to
him. Oh, my God. They were just so
Ben and Jerry's listening
out.
To the Grateful Dead.
Unbelievable.
I won't tell Connor Coffin that you hate the Grateful Dead.
I'll tell him.
Go ahead.
I fucking hate the Grateful Dead.
Have you ever heard the debate, or have you ever even thought of the debate? It's been a long conversation in the skate community. Obviously, the world, hopefully, is waking up every day, getting more woke by the minute.
All right. Love it. Love where we're going with this.
Some say the independent logo looks similar to something that Nazis used to use.
It's an Iron Cross.
For a symbol. While others argue the significance of that symbol predates or even supersedes its use in World War II. I'm speaking from Jenkum.com. So they did a great article about...
They did a deep dive?
Basically... okay, so you have the Washington Redskins, for example. They're changing their name due to warranted social pressure from around the world. And with statues coming down, army bases being renamed, there's the in the lexicon of
shit's changing.
Wokeness,
it's a changing.
Shit's changing.
Changing time.
For good. And call me a snowflake, whatever. I want the world to be a better place. And I actually switched to Crux because of the logo.
Why don't you just ride Thunders?
Because we got friends at Crux.
Yeah, but Crux is the same company.
Well,
so if you're really changing. If you're really going to do it,
I know.
But
I have an independent cooler. I mean, I'm not saying I'm super woke guy.
If Jenkum's talking about this, why don't we talk about it too?
So it's pretty cool. They got some artists together to rebrand independent.
But let's just talk about the logo. I mean, I think it'd be really hard for you to argue that it isn't drawing its roots from that.
The SS.
Not the SS in particular.
Just Nazi symbolism?
Kinda. Well, no.
The Iron Cross.
I
want to say the Iron Cross goes...
It's more religious.
Way back to... World War One, when they had, you know, like the Red Plains. Remember Snoopy used to fight
the Red Baron.
And the Red Baron had an Iron Cross, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's where
they
came
weren't
from.
Nazis then.
They were Germans. But Luftwaffe
doesn't mean that. Well,
I don't know. I think it warrants a change. I mean, I'm not gonna like argue for it. But is it the same as a Confederate flag? Is it the same as, you know, it's, why is it not as triggering as an actual swastika?
Mm.
Because we're so used to it. And do you think it should be changed? Do you think the identity of the brand will suffer if they change that part of the logo?
What if they just did the bar logo?
Just the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe just take the Iron Cross off.
I mean,
I switched to Crux for a couple different reasons, and I'm not really good enough at skateboarding to notice that much of a difference. I'm not breaking kingpins. Let's
not
say.
Like you switched over to Tracker or something.
Well, I feel good about my decision, and I think that eventually, I think this logo will change, and I don't think it's snowflakeish to want that. You know, I think people within the company are going, look, let's just change it.
I just, you know, I think there's a lot of shit that's happening right now that if you think back in time, smoking was pushed by health professionals.
Yeah.
So guess what? Shit changes.
Guess what? Yo, it's changing. Speaking of changes, so you can go to jenkum.com and check out the reimagined.
This has got me twisted a little bit.
Yeah, the reimagined artistic purposes only. Indie truck logos. All right. The annual Dolores Hillbomb draws hundreds of skaters from all over the world to the hills of San Francisco.
It's amazing.
And they did it again this year. pop-up for the heaviest demo. It's not a contest per se.
It's more of a concussion festival.
It's a demo, a demonstration of madness. But this year, there it got to a point where there were so many injuries. I don't know if there was any deaths, but there was near-death injuries. So what they did was the city of the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency had to go in and put speed bumps.
Oh my God.
The little
things. Rubber nubs.
Rubber nubs on that street, Dolores Hill, which is the most popular hill bomb street in San Francisco.
Okay.
Luckily for skateboarders of San Francisco, there's a million other hills for them to go down. I've never personally bombed Dolores Hill. I bombed some hills in San Francisco. Nothing gnarly.
I've never bombed a hill in San Francisco, but I've bombed my fair share of hills. And
yeah, I'm not a hill bomb guy.
Fucking psycho.
I can't believe that people do this.
I'll get into that when you get where you're going.
Like running, imagine just like going as fast as you could on a bicycle.
With finger tight nuts. Like,
and
wobble trucks from hell.
A t-shirt and
maybe not. Dickies. Maybe not a t-shirt.
And then just jumping onto the side, onto the pavement. The asphalt. And this is not a smooth street.
No, it's cheese grater.
It's gritty.
Yeah.
And there's probably piss on it. Just on parts of it.
Pomegranate.
Right? It's gnarly.
It's when you get pieces of granite in your palm.
So.
Anyway.
If you're thinking of going bombing Dolores Hill, watch out for the speed bumps. I did like that there was an actual skater who's working with the city says, look, I hate doing this, but we're working to build redesigned slow streets. I don't know. I don't know what that means. But there's bumps on them. So be careful.
Did you see any of the footage of like the guy who like tried to jump over the skater and got clipped in his feet and did a 720 kickflip with his body? And some dude on a bike got fucking smoked.
Every year.
It's unreal.
People get jacked. That's where Jake Phelps had his almost life-ending
sleepy
slam.
Time.
In more fun news, the Dern Bros are at it again. Dalton and Kanan Dern from Florida recently made the trip up to Bam Margera's house, Castle Bam.
Right.
And they went ham in that skate park.
Ham Bam?
That skate park looks like a BMX. I mean, it's
what, the driveway
huge.
Park?
No, the indoor.
Oh, I haven't even seen that. Or maybe I have seen it, but I didn't realize it was at Bam Margera's
this
house.
Edit of Bam's ramp with the Dern Bros is out of control.
Okay.
These guys are so gnarly.
Can we talk about Tom Schar doing an impossible over Elliot Sloan's mega ramp now?
God.
And how what trampoline tricks that you thought were silly and tramp skating was just a joke.
Yeah.
But now people are doing trampoline. Like, the only way that you train to do a late impossible over a mega ramp is obviously on a trampoline.
And what did Justin Riviera do? Late shove?
Yeah, I think it was late big spin?
No.
Just
Tom
a late shove?
Tom Schar did a late...
Impossible.
Impossible. Justin Riviera did either a late frontside shove or late big spin.
I think it was a late big spin.
Either way, these guys are doing...
It's crazy
that we used to like be gnarly down six stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're doing them down a freaking 50-foot mega ramp.
Yeah,
things huge.
It's crazy.
So that's been amazing. I wanted to give a shout out over the weekend. I had a personal stop by the only surfer in the world that I know that can do kickflips.
What?
Zoltan Torcos.
Oh.
The magician himself.
He was here?
He was in town.
Wow.
He's working with Clearwater Collective, which is a grow, Mary Jane, legal. He was on a delivery run. He was in Encinitas. He said, come by, say what's up. So I got to hang out with the magician. Shout out.
Did you do any tricks?
He did not do any tricks. And I wanted to surf with him to see a kickflip in real life, IRL, in person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like, who? I know other people have tried this. Josh Schley, for one.
Has anyone else landed it?
I don't think so. See, that's the question that I was wondering. I don't think anyone else has landed it. I know that people have tried it.
Right.
But I think, you know, like Mike Morrissey, I want to say, Mikey Garino, some of the guys that worked at Volcom. But
it's definitely, it's surfing is definitely getting way more skatey as far as like the shovety stuff right now.
Yeah.
And there's only so far you can go. But let me ask you this question. Do you think it'll ever be to the point where someone will put a, like a small nub fin in the nose so that they can ride their board backwards?
Yeah. Like, potentially. Christian Fletcher used to do that.
Put a little nubby in the nose?
Yeah.
So he could ride backwards after you're doing a shove it or something.
So I know it's skate news, but I just want to give a shout to Zoltan.
Influenced board influencing news.
Do you think kickflips are cool on surfboards?
I mean, I don't... The purist in me says no, but like at this
There's
point...
There's a purist in you?
Yeah, he's in there.
He's in there somewhere.
But the part now that's like, who fucking cares? It's just progression. You know, and this, you have to have these kind of like pushes in this direction so that in 5 years when it all gets cleaned up and someone's doing a massive frontside flip revert, like spin arounds.
Like kickflip alley-oops would be sick.
Any of that shit.
I just don't understand why. So if Zoltan's the only one that can do them, has John tried it? Has Chippa tried it?
Well,
and if not, why not?
And like, why not just do a fucking giant kickflip Indy?
Right?
I feel like...
A kickflip lean? I mean...
I feel like if you can take... Zeke, this is for you. I feel like if you can get high enough out the top of a wave to do a Superman, then you could probably kickflip that shit in your hand.
Yeah. And I could see potentially finger flips.
That's kind of maybe. Whack, though. Like, if you grab pushing it and whack it down towards your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
An actual kickflip to grab thing would be pretty dope.
Indie grabs on surfboards look so sick.
They do if you look make them look like Christian Fletcher or Mason.
Yeah.
I've seen some really gross-looking ones.
Yeah, when done right.
Right.
I just think the tightening up of the air game will service us well. And I think it's happening with these wave pool ramps.
I'll take it.
So from there, we shout out Zoltan. Let's go to Snow News.
All right.
Snow News is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding, at K2 Snowboarding. I have one thing that I looked up on.
You can
tell me about this one.
All right, let's riff on it.
Legendary Norwegian snowboarder, surfer, and artist Tommen Bjerknes.
He was a fixture at Riksgrensen, and I don't think I ever came across Tommen. I don't think I ever met him, but based on people that I've talked to, he was just one of those guys that I think he worked at Riksgrensen. I think he ran the T-bar. And he was just an OG snowboarder from like way back in Scandinavia. And he looked like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And apparently he was, you know, posted up at the bar and would tell stories. And it's just, I've seen his image across a lot of people's Instagrams.
He looks awesome. Obviously he had a big influence on people. He was one of the first guys to consistently surf in Norway.
Right.
So definitely added a lot to Norwegian culture through snowboarding and surfing. He's talked about surfing on the or snowboarding on the mountain as riding a giant frozen wave.
Mm-hmm.
He put that in the Curator's Cult of Snowboarding book back in 1972. He was early on in this whole snowboard surfing thing.
That's very cool.
Yeah. That was the kind of the big snow news that I found via the internet.
There's some crazy snowboard news going on, and you know, Mount Hood is kind of percolating right now with human beings. And I just like to get into some snowboard trick stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so Sage Kotzenberg is on a different fucking planet at this point. So you know, when you know you're thinking about a jump and you want to leave the jump on your toes or your heels. Okay, and there's obviously tricks that lend themselves more towards leaning off your toes or leaning off your heels. But what if, Chris, you decided to start doing the tricks that would lend themselves to a better rotation off the toes just by going off your heels, just to make it that much more fucked up?
Heel side.
But like on spins where it's obvious that you should be going off your toes. And for no other, no like... It doesn't throw you into any kind of corked spin. There is no advantage to going off of
your... It just makes it harder.
Just makes it harder. Just because snowboarding has become so easy for you that now you're going to start leaving the jump on the wrong edge.
Yeah. Go so for it. I can't even leave the jump on the right edge.
That, okay, so, well, picture. Okay, you're heading towards... You're heading towards a jump, right? And you just want to go off the jump.
Yeah.
Okay, so right before you leave the edge of the jump, just to make things interesting, just catch your heel edge going off the edge of the jump. And then just, I don't know.
Throw something.
Just try to fight it back in the air. But that is where Sage Kotzenberg is at now with a snowboarder. He threw, I think it was a backside 1080 or 1260 or some bullshit. I didn't really count the rotations. All I was paying attention to was, why the fuck are you leaving the lip on your heels? It's just weird.
Subtle too. Like, you would really have to watch to notice.
You would have to know. And I know people have been doing it for years just for shits and giggles. It's more like, it's unless you're really paying attention as a judge, because it doesn't lend itself to any part of the trick. Like, it doesn't make it look different other than the way you leave the lip. So if you looked on the other side of the jump, there'd be no difference between you leaving the lip on your heels or your toes.
Right.
It looks the same in the air. But just like adding the how can I make this more fucked up?
Yeah.
That's where snowboarding's at.
Yeah.
And I texted Sage and I'm like, why are you that bored?
Yeah.
Maybe you should try something else. Snowboarding is that boring now that's where you're going.
That you have to just make tricks harder for yourself just to keep up with yourself.
Right.
Did that make sense?
Allow myself to introduce myself. So that's, I don't know, that's kind of snowboarding news.
Okay. I like it.
There's a lot of people are up there at Mount Hood right now. It seems like that's the place to be.
There's some actual new boards being tested up there.
You got your Sean Whites, you got your your whole Burton's crew, you got your Sages and your Mark McMorris's.
Yep.
Another bit of big news, and this is kind of a giant bummer within snowboarding, is Blackcomb no longer is offering summer ski at the glacier.
Why not?
Because the way the glacier is melting out, they took out the T-bar, and over the past few years that the glacier that's up there, the Blackcomb Glacier, has just been melting away and melting away, and it's just such an end of an era. Because when I was younger, it was like you went to Mount Hood, and then during your stay at Mount Hood, you would go to Blackcomb for like a week, and it was like two different scenes. Blackcomb had like a the Whistler Village, and it was just crazy, and you were in Canada, and it was like a fun road trip, and just all the shenanigans that would go on. Like, Craig Kelly had his camp there. There were so many iconic things that have happened up there on that glacier, from the guys, from the whiskey guys, to like the original first super pipe that was ever
was there.
And it's like, it just sucks, because now that shit won't happen. Camp of Champions by, Ken Achenbach.
Ever.
It won't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Global warming, dude.
That's gnarly.
Global warming that fucking sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks. You got the virus, you got the warming. What else you got?
Kanye West is running for president.
Jesus Christ. Can we get the nerd news? I feel like this has got there's a whole bunch there. I thought he pulled out.
Oh my God. Sorry. It was when you yelled.
Did I blow
everything stopped. You broke the internet.
I blow the levels?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to bring attention to that. Any other snow news that we should know about?
Nope.
Okay.
Maybe.
Someday. It's happening. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Panic and Coffee and Tea is the best. I just had some friends. They moved out of Encinitas. They're going back east. So what did I get them? I got them a pound of Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Okay.
I got them a shirt. If you've ever been to Encinitas, if you have friends and family that love Encinitas, get them a Panic and package.
Yeah, shirts. Right? Mugs.
That's what's up.
Coffee.
So for Nerd News, I was going to tell you about when I was a kid. My girlfriend, Carolyn, is very into murder and serial killers.
Mm.
She listens to endless podcasts about the subject. She loves that stuff. So she got me into this new HBO documentary show called Gone in the Dark.
I haven't heard of it.
Michelle McNamara, who is Patton Oswalt's wife. Okay. She's since passed.
Yes.
So she started a blog about cold cases, murders, kidnappings, stuff like that, gnarly shit.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere throughout the process, she started actually solving crimes.
What?
She started solving cold case crimes. Her and like a group of like-minded internet sleuths.
Like, so this would be like a book club, except you're exactly. solving cold case crimes.
And right. so for the last part of her life, she dove heavy headfirst into the Golden State Killer. This guy had like 50 rapes, 20-something murders. The guy was the scariest, worst serial rapist murderer in California.
Okay.
At the I don't know ever, but the a real bad guy.
Is this before or like after Zodiac Killer?
This is in the 80s.
Okay. So after.
So after throughout. He was called the East Area Rapist. He was called the Visalia Ransacker.
Oh wow!
Eventually known as the Golden State Killer. So she poured everything into this book, and then there was an accident and she died before the book was done.
Mm-hmm.
So all her online detective friends, not cops, they got together. They started working with the cops. And I can spoil this because it's been in the news. She solved the crime.
Shut your door.
And this documentary is so heavy. I mean, you are in the room with in the crime scene. Interviews with her. Interviews with Patton Oswalt. Interviews with the police, the investigators. It's no holds barred. It is so heavy.
And this is on HBO right now.
It's on HBO right now. It's like brand new. So I think I'm four episodes up.
Excited to see this.
We've been watching it during the daytime. It's that creepy.
So why does this come so bring
this,
back to you?
This came back to me because we're talking about weird summers. And I remember, do you remember the Night Stalker?
Yeah.
Do you remember he was like close to us? They thought he could have been around here.
I didn't live here then.
All right. Well, I lived seriously four blocks from here. And I remember there was one summer where we were all terrified of the Night Stalker.
In Encinitas?
In Encinitas.
Where was the Night Stalker camped out?
L.A.
That's not
But he was coming down.
Really?
The gardens. The Golden State Killer was in Irvine. He was like close.
Jeez.
So that's one dark ass show that you have to take breaks from. Another one that we started watching is Perry Mason. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of Perry Mason.
Perry Mason. There's a new updated Perry Mason on HBO. It's dark. It's creepy. I mean, those two shows back to back, you're going to need to cut it with a Rick and Morty or a Family Guy or something uplifting.
Wow.
A Top Chef, if you will. Something to just take your mind off murder.
Jeez.
Yeah, the opening scene. So HBO, I think they've cracked the code here. The opening scene of Perry Mason, again, not a spoiler, dead baby. So think of all the shows on HBO in the past
that have just started with
started with dead babies.
Right?
The Outsider.
Outsider.
Dead kid. HBO has got a formula here.
Right.
Dead kid. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what Perry Mason is. It's great. Todd, this is news that's going to affect you. Maybe you probably already know this.
What's that?
Are you an R8 fan?
An R8?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Audi R8.
I know all about this.
So Audi has decided to end production for the V10 Quattro model. What does that mean?
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I saw it and I thought of you.
They've ended production of the low-end V10, like the base model. They've ended production on that.
Okay.
But they will continue to produce the performance model.
Oh, thank God.
Right?
So we're fine.
You got to sit in the R8.
I did. I remember.
It's fun.
It was a good time.
It's good times.
There's going to be 30 entry-level V10 Quattros left. So.
And they're numbered?
You can pick one up.
They're numbered. But this is the rear-wheel drive model.
Nice.
Because it's not actually Quattro. Because Quattro means four.
Well.
That's all the wheels driving.
Oh,
all four.
Quattro.
Si.
Uno. Despite numerous delays, Todd.
We changing subject.
We now have a first look at a big fight. A big fight that happened.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yes.
I saw that.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Okay, riddle me this, Chris. This image that we see is from the back of a toy company.
Yes.
It shows Godzilla and King Kong fighting on the deck of an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, right. Or yeah, like they're in a military
First thing
zone.
That jumps out at me. How the fuck's that boat floating with those dudes on top of it. Second thing that jumps out at me, Godzilla shrank.
Because King Kong...
Well, no, because in the scale, what they're showing there, Godzilla's a lot bigger than that.
Right.
And all of a sudden now...
Godzilla is as tall as the Empire State Building?
No.
Half as tall?
He's kind of big. Well...
Because King Kong...
King Kong
fit
was...
Fit on like the 30... 15 right. floors.
But they said high. In that King Kong movie, or Skull Island, that Kong was still growing.
Oh, he was a child.
He's still growing.
Still growing.
So I don't
maybe
know.
He grew that, and Godzilla shrank.
That movie was supposed to be out May of 2020.
It's going
to
be out May 2021.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little while.
I think everybody right now is they're like, you know what? We give up.
Fuck it.
Nothing more in 2020. Let's just ride this out. And when we 2021, it's going
to
be fine.
I hope so. I mean, I would like to start to see, like, we've talked about this a whole bunch in the past, but like, what does the movie landscape even look like?
What is happening?
I don't know what it looks like, Chris.
I don't know.
I just need to be able to like have looking forward to something. And
you can look forward to next Monday. We're almost at the end of this show.
I'm transitioning into this. So if you are a nerd like me, or you want to be a nerd, Comic-Con for everyone starts this week.
That's
it's
right.
It's online, the Comic-Con. You can experience Comic-Con. You don't have to have a badge. You don't have to, you know, pay hundreds of dollars to get in. You can watch it online, and they've got all kinds of crazy stuff on there that you can catch up with your favorite nerdy stuff.
Yep.
So that's what I'm going to do.
I like it.
For the rest of my week. What are you doing over there?
I've got questions.
Oh, boy.
Have you got answers?
I'm ready.
We've got questions. Oh, and I want to just give a shout out to my guy, one of my favorite authors, Don Winslow. He just his book Broken, his latest. I've been listening to it on audiobook.
Hey, speaking That's of I heard that so that our friends over there at Beach Grit,
yes,
Chaz,
what?
Is about to drop a new book.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What's it called?
I forget. But what's he's dropping about? A new book. Surf Warriors or something.
Surf War? Oh, that's cool. I'll read it. I've read his previous two efforts.
Cocaine and Surfing. And what was the other one?
Welcome to Paradise,
Go Home.
Welcome to Hell, or Welcome to Paradise, Now Go to Hell.
Yes.
Okay.
What is your...
DC Carter. Dan.
DC.
Wants to know. Interested to hear Matt Warsaw on the Looking Sideways podcast talking about wave pools fundamentally breaking what it means to be a surfer. You and I have both been on the We Look Sideways podcast. They rule. Any thoughts on whether wave pools are eroding the foundations of surfing as an activity? My thoughts are that's a real crabby way to look at it. It's outdated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Matt Warsaw, who I fully respect 1,000%, I don't know if he's ever surfed in a wave pool. And I think what is missing there is the key word is fun.
It's way fun.
And it helps people learn how to surf. It helps people learn how to do better tricks. I mean,
it's the freaking.
I just fundamentally disagree
with
that.
It's like, look, you can. The way that I look at it is you ride a snowboard park to hit jumps and hit the features.
Yeah.
But if you're a purist,
you
find those on the natural. I mean, basically, what the jumps are at the snowboard park is it's mimicking. Terrain features that you would have to go and seek out and shovel but you're just putting them all in one compact space.
People used to say this about riding shortboards. People used to say this about toe-ins. People used to say this about everything. Oh, you're going to go backside? That's stupid. That's going to ruin surfing.
Those who can't teach, teach gym.
Not all who wander are lost. Summer Marie Bates says...
Grateful Dead is a good band. What?
Is a 540 best modeled by a baguette? And so, I say yes.
Why? Did you do
she watched Red Bull Airborne from France when I modeled 540s with baguettes and Jack Freestone said I was an idiot.
Baguettes are fantastic, by the way.
Danny Caputo.
There he is.
Danny Caputo.
What is he saying?
Damn it. I'm always late on these. One's got to go. Electric bikes or melted cheese. Choose wisely.
Wow.
Don't make me choose. That's a hard question.
Electric bikes. Obviously.
You want melted cheese more than electric bikes?
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah. Okay. Electric bikes, but I love electric
cheese. How do you argue with pizza?
I don't. Dave Clancy.
What's he
Clancy Photo.
What's he saying?
Long time no chat. Random question for you. I've been looking at Super 73 bikes and somehow came across a connection you have with them. Are you an ambassador or a friend of? Just curious about the bikes. They look super rad, but dropping that much dough is something on something that I can't test drive is a bit of a gamble.
It's a commitment.
It's worth it.
I think so.
I think it's totally worth it. We are ambassadors for Super 73. We trade our services for their merchandise.
Right.
But at the same time, I would have bought one anyway. I stand by these bikes. They're the friggin' best.
They're the friggin' best.
They're the best. New Greens says, what new music is Todd and Chris listening to?
Oh, shit. I don't have any new music, and I was complaining about it the other day, how I don't.
I gave you my list.
I know, but I don't know. Current fave is like jams. Nothing has like made me like freaking stoked, except for the last thing that Jay Robbins. What was it that I got from a while ago
that I sent you?
Yeah,
Idols has some good new stuff out. Idols, Twin Peak, Uncle Funkle, Cold World Hustlers. Orville Peck has an incredible cover of Small Town Boy. Old Ministry has been turning me on lately.
Really?
Buffalo Daughter, Psychic TV.
Here, I'll just read off what's in, this is in Todd's current. Summer Mix 2020.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. This is what's in there. This is on it. So I've got Out of Touch, Daryl Hall and John Oates.
That's new.
I've got The Flaming Lips, Silver Trembling Hands, Gotta Give It Up, Marvin Gaye, Rosanna from Toto. What else? Do You Think I'm Sexy, Rod weird. Stewart. I kind of just went weird.
You're weirder than I thought. If you want...
Magnificent Seven. And that one band, that Divine Mob. No, Survival Knife.
Survival Knife.
They're freaking great.
X Unwound.
But that was the last thing that I've got from anyone that I thought that was good.
You were stoked on?
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep trying.
I don't know, man. I feel
if
like
if you go to Spotify, I've got a list on there called Current Fave Jams Updated Daily. That's my newest playlist.
And you update it daily?
I really do. I add a new song.
Does it seem like it's a lot to like do that?
No, I add a song. I'll take a song off.
You know what? I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been introducing my kids to Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, good. They should know.
Mm-hmm. Wu-Tang is fucking great.
I don't think I listened to Wu-Tang enough.
Back in the day. What?
Portico Quartet is a new jam that I found that I'm loving. Protomartyr, Idols. Trouble in the Wind has a new album out that's really good. They're local rippers. Sorry. Okay. We could go on and on. Like
that's
that
it. Any other
last
questions?
Question is from the Alex White. Have you seen this picture of Mark Zuck surfing? What happens when AI, not Andy Irons,
right,
infiltrates surfing? What country would build the best surf robot?
Wow.
Artificial intelligence surfers.
The best country?
I think what they've been doing at MIT, obviously. I mean, who can beat MIT? Am I right?
I think to build the best AI
surf robot.
Surf robot.
Who's going to do it?
Hmm.
USA.
You think so?
Japan.
Boston Dynamics. They make those dogs that you see the robot dog, you're like...
You're like, oh my gosh, here we go.
We're all
going to
die.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have to answer that question for us.
Yeah.
Designers out there? Any scientists?
Yeah. Is there anyone that does anything cool that maybe would want to add to the show at some point? Just DM
us.
Us.
Yeah, we're wide open. Well, Todd, it's been great talking to you. Every Monday we're here.
Our new location.
Yeah, this is great. I'm really liking it.
We need to get some ventilation in here. I'm sweating like a pig in this place.
Sweating like a pig in church?
Yes.
Good. All right. Well, that was this episode of the Monday Mass. It was pretty good.
That was this episode.
I mean, that was this episode.
That was another one.
We had some stuff.
All right.
All right. That's it. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now.